He has been promised a high up number on the national list. This will all be revealed as time goes on. And he will get in. He will earn $150,000 a year as a backbencher. Then he will launch his career again. He is a full-time politician. He doesn't give a rat's ass about the Labour values and the value thing. He'll never leave value. My nana was the first woman that actually was the first woman on the Labour Party. She'll be Labour. My family will be Labour for the rest of their lives. So that's a Labour person. So don't tell me that he's just decided that he can't fix the Labour Party from being in. There's 1,000,000,000 people that have thought that, but they don't leave the Labour and become Tories.
Well, okay, Josie, did he leave Labour or did Labour leave him? And we know the comments that Andrew Little's made about him, saying that he's right wing, that he gets money off right wing people and so on. That's when he was running for Mayor of Wellington. What other option did he have? If he said, look, Labour clearly doesn't want me, my best option, and if I want to get into Parliament, my best option's going with the opposition.
Well, he's right about that, if he wants to get into Parliament. But that's not why we get into politics, right? We get into politics to represent
what you stand for.
Values and principles. And if he's saying that he can better represent the values of Labour by joining the National Party, then I'm sorry, I reject that. You've still got to fight the good fight out here. And I totally get it that if Andrew Little had spent as much time trying to think about why people like Nick Leggett and Shane Jones are leaving the Labour Party and trying to keep them as he spent slagging people like Nick off, then this might be a very different Labour Party right now. So I get that. But it's still, you've still got to hold the line. And the line isn't about getting elected for the sake of it. The reason you do it is that there is a difference between whether it's called the Labour Party or something else in the end. I mean, maybe the Labour Party's on, you know, mid to high 20s, terrible polling. And they have no God-given right to exist forever. So it may be that another party comes up and takes those Labour values and I don't know.
I'm feeling that politics is going to start changing.
What you don't do is shift from one side to the other. Not because the guys on the other side on National are bad guys. I've got a lot of people I really respect in National, and sometimes they're right and I'm wrong. And I think that's the essence of democracy, is being able to see the point of view of the other side. But to actually switch sides tells me that it's more about your career and less about your commitment to those values and principles. And that's where Nick's let himself down.
And that's where this Nick was right. And I don't know him. I'm not saying, and he looks like a really good guy. And I bet you I'd have a coffee with him and I'd get on really well with him. But at the end of the day, he's a career politician, and I don't like career politicians. I really don't. I like people that actually get into politics to make a difference and make a change. And it's a calling.
Do you know what I think the calling is too, Nick? It's like the historic mission of the Labour Party and the National Party is different. And it's not that one's good and one's bad. You know, they're not the evil guys and we're not the good guys. God knows I know that. but the historic mission of the Labour Party is to be on the side of working people who go out and earn a wage and make sure that their kids get the same opportunities as any other kids and so on, that you intervene in the market to grow the economy. That's the values on the left, right? The historic mission of the National Party has been to look after people who already have wealth, and sometimes that can be a good thing too. But the point is, you have different historic missions.
Okay.
So you switch sides.
Things have changed though, Josie. I mean, I agree with you. When I was growing up, and that was a long time ago, the right was for the rich people. And the left was for the poor people. It's changed.
And what Nick Leggett said, and I just have to take a break, getting a lot of feedback through, what Nick Leggett said, and I heard him in an interview with Larry Williams, was that I've realised National isn't against working people, that the National Party is still for the working people. If I could just take a break, we'll come back.
I need to answer that.
That you want to talk more about that as well. It is 19 after 10. If you would like to have a chat with us about this whole Nick Leggett issue, which I know we did talk a fair bit about on Thursday, but we've got Josie Begani and Nick Mills here, and both very, by the sounds of it, quite upset at what Nick Leggett has done here. 0800 80 1080 and 472 1035 are the numbers to join in the conversation. 19 after 10, Newstalk ZB.
If your home, land or contents has suffered damage in the recent earthquakes and you have a home or contents fire insurance policy, you can make a claim with the Earthquake Commission. There's no rush. You have until 14th February 2017 to contact us. You can organise urgent repairs to make your home safe and secure. Please take photos of any damage and keep a record of any repair costs so that we may consider these as part of any valid claim you may make. For more information, visit eqc.govt.nz or call 0800 326 243.
Hi, Rod here. Wet and forget. If you still haven't tried WindowWitch, our revolutionary exterior window cleaner, it's probably time you did. Simply apply, agitate lightly, then rinse. Water disappears from the glass, leaving a streak and spot-free finish without the need to squeegee. And with the festive season approaching, there's no time like the present to tick another job off the list. WindowWitch, the simple way to clean your windows. Wet and forget. Two stores, Kingsford Smith Street, Rongotai, and 47 The Esplanade, Petone, both next to Bunnings. 0800 303 3000 or wetandforget.co.nz.
Hunter Furniture's Kiwi Summer Sale. 25% off all New Zealand-made furniture store-wide, including lounge suites, dining furniture and occasional furniture. See Hunter Furniture, 7 Nauranga Gorge Road. Kiwi Summer Sale ends Sunday.
Love a cool summer? Buy a Fujitsu heat pump before Christmas and you could win its cost back. That means a cool summer, a warm winter, and the chance to win back the cost up to a value of $3,500. See our website for details and conditions.
Fit at Fujitsu.
Prime Side Homes, designed with passion, filled with pride.
If you're thinking of building new, a free one-hour consultation with Prime Site Homes will explain the entire process and how much it will cost to build your desired home. It could also uncover smarter ways to build and save you thousands. Book your free one-hour consultation at primesite.co.nz.
Prime Site Homes.
Hi, Alan and Breton here from Beveridge Locksmiths. Why pay hundreds for alarm monitoring? Why pay for wasted security guard call-outs? Why pay for expensive alarm wiring and installation? Beveridges will supply and install a Risco Wireless smartphone alarm for just $1,250. No unsightly cables with Risco's wireless system. The Risco camera sends clear images straight to your smartphone. Call Beveridges anytime on 0800
566111. Call 472 1035 to talk back with Tim Fuchs on News Talk ZB with JR Duty Free at Wellington Airport.
22 after 10, this is the Friday Forum. Nick Mills and Josie Bagani with me. We're just having a chat at the moment about Nick Leggett and his decision to join the National Party. I've got some, Josie Bagani, fair to say that you feel quite let down over the whole of this, the way that he has handled this, given that he is a personal friend of yours. You've known him for many, many years. You've been involved in setting up a think tank with him.
Well, I mean, we set up this think tank and it's still in its early stages, but we're connected to social democratic parties across Europe, in the UK, who are facing the same issues. How is it that you get a good social democratic government elected these days when it's really hard? And part of that, you know, Nick's been a central part of that. So if he's saying, which he seems to be saying, that he thinks now National is almost more like Labour than Labour, I just don't buy that. You don't fix the problems in the Labour Party by joining the National Party. The National Party doesn't exist to be the Labour Party, and it never will be. The fact that I know what you're going to say, because you're going to say they've done some good Labour things, and actually they have done some things that, you know, they've cut and pasted some Labour policies. That's absolutely true, and good on them. Actually, I rewarded them for doing that at the time. Free GP visits for kids, raise and benefit levels, and support for businesses. But it's not in their DNA to prioritise that stuff. Otherwise, they'd do a hell of a lot more for exporters in this country and for people on low incomes. Okay. And they're never going to do that. So Nick, I'm sorry.
So why then, and Nick Mills will ask you this, why then would Nick Leggett or anyone stay with a political party that you may have been with for years if they have moved in a direction which he and a lot of people perceive so far left by effectively aligning themselves with the Greens? Why would you bother trying to stay there and spend years potentially trying to fix them as they've been trying to do, people like Josie have been trying to do for years? They won't listen. They just go off and sign these memorandums of understandings with the Greens. I can see why Nick would be so frustrated by what's happening on. He's been shunned by Labour. So he says, look, I actually want to get into Parliament. I can't do it through Labour. I might as well.
So I can see what's in that for him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What's
so wrong with that?
That's nothing wrong with that. And that's clearly, I don't have an argument with that either. And if that's what Nick wants to do, but that is what is Nick. That's what I'm saying. From the outside person looking in, that is what Nick. That's why he didn't become mayor of Wellington. That's why he was never going to become mayor of Wellington. And I had this argument on the middle of the street with someone that was putting a lot of money into his campaign. It's a very wealthy Wellington businessman. And I said, you're throwing your money into the sea. And he laughed at me. He said, you watch. I said, Wellingtonians won't vote for him because we don't want a career politician as our mayor. We want someone that actually wants to be mayor. And that's what The reality is that he can go to whatever party he wants, he can join whatever group he wants to get in and earn his $150,000 a year, but people won't take him seriously.
And that's the problem, is that he'll risk not being taken seriously by some in the National Party too, because I think how I would feel if somebody did the opposite. But you're right about the Labour Party, Tim, and you don't have to pretend that, and I certainly don't, that the Labour Party's in trouble. You don't even have to be part of the Labour Party. You don't even still have to be a member of the Labour Party. But that's very different to Waka jumping over to the other side of politics, where I would argue the historic mission of these two parties is very different. Now, the Labour Party, I don't know, may not exist after the next election. I don't know. The rate they're going, they don't deserve to. But Labour principles and Labour values will continue to exist. And whatever's left of the pieces after the next election, we have to pick that up and do something with it.
Okay. I had a suggestion raised with me by a couple of listeners yesterday. And I've just had an email from Chris, who said that he heard Chris Trotter saying that he expects you, Josie, to be the next person to move away from Labour. Is there any truth in that?
No, this is why I'm so upset, because Nick has now proved all of those people like Chris Trotter who said, oh, you know, these careerist, self-serving, you know, criticising Labour people, you know, they might as well go to National. Now, what the population out there, people, my friends, my people who I stand on the sidelines watching the kids play rugby here, when they hear people like Chris Trotter say that, they hear them saying, you don't belong in Labour either. So why do they think that they're on 25% or something, the Labour Party? Do they think 80% of the rest of the population are all just Tory sellouts, National right-wing sellouts? No, they're not. So shame on you, Chris. No, I'm not going to walk a jump.
Okay,
so and
I
that's
reckon,
the whole
reckon,
point. You stay and could, fight the fight,
I reckon
right?
I could get Gareth Morgan's number for you, Josie. I reckon that you'd be good with Gareth Morgan. I think there's time for new parties.
Chris, Nick has embarrassed me because I now have to stand up and say to him...
Can you just use Leggett at the finish?
Sorry, Nick Leggett, who's a friend of mine whose skills and talents I respect deeply, but he has done something here which has undermined 8 years of work.
Why didn't he go to Gareth Morgan?
I get dragged down by that. So no, Chris Trotter, I'm not. And you should stand here, Chris Trotter, and fight the good fight too to get a Labour-led government and stop harping.
Okay, it is 28 past
two. Labour
rights
really together.
A lot of we will get to some of your feedback. I'll read through some of your feedback now. Tony says maybe if Andrew Little had acted like a Labour leader rather than a union bully boy when he attacked Nick Leggett with his verbal attacks, then Nick would have stayed with Labour.
I agree with that.
Another says, Josie has put it brilliantly, the Labour Party are stuck in 1950. National have moved a bit centre, as have the New Zealand public.
I actually disagree with that, because in 1950 the Labour
Party was good.
It was great. So that was stuck. That was when they were a party.
I would actually say I'm old Labour. You know, I come from a family of Labour people who stand up for people, who go out and work for wage.
So Tony Blair in the UK launched New Labour. I think you need to launch Old Labour. So you go back to the
exactly.
Labour wars and the
years we'll
gone
call
by.
It the new old, you know. Just how about just True Labour?
True Labour. Yeah. 28 past 10. We'll move on to some other issues in a moment. We'll get some headlines as well. 0800 80 1080 and 472 1035. This is the Friday Forum, 29 after 10.
A lot's changed since Native Americans buried fish in their corn plots to fertilise. B-Active is a biostimulant amino acid fish fertiliser. When incorporated in your fertiliser program, reduces nitrogen and other chemical inputs. B-Active promotes better soil, plant and animal health, stimulates soil microbiology and reduces risk of phytotoxicity. Google b-active.co.nz. That's b-active.co.nz. Place on your farmer's card and enjoy all associated benefits. With their market-leading DSLR cameras, there's a Canon camera for you at Photo Warehouse. From as little as $600, you can be shooting like a pro. Plus, have the choice of a full range of Canon interchangeable lenses that the pros use. There's a Canon model for you at Photo Warehouse, New Zealand's leading Canon specialist stores. To see the full range, visit Photo Warehouse at 140 Victoria Street in the Wellington CBD or shop online at photowarehouse.co.nz.
Where can you bank on a superior shopping experience?